The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today.
The prophet said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The knowledge of what? The knowledge of God, the knowledge of truth, the knowledge of freedom.
Stream.org is a new information portal where those concerned about our nation's course can now gather for news, wisdom, and inspiration.
As a Christian, I feel like it's my responsibility to be informed.
Working together, we will see the promise declared in Psalm 46:4. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God.
I'm James Robinson. Betty, my wife, and I welcome you to Life Today. I like to think that every program we do is important to you. And if you watch Life Today, you know that it's important to people around the world, whether we're giving them a fresh water well to totally change everything in the area where they live, whether we're feeding the malnourished that are dying. Some of them oftentimes are in crisis situations, catastrophic events. But whatever we do, when you come to Life Today, you see us sharing life. And Betty, we're always offering freedom to people, the freedom that Jesus said he came to offer. But now I want you to understand today, and I'm going to read a passage and especially one particular verse that will indicate what we believe this should mean to you and everyone you love. I would simply say this very pointed. Let me just try to say it as though I was seated right there in the room with you. If you love your family, if you just love life and you want to be able to live it fully, if you care at all about the future, and I don't think you're going to think only about the future when Jesus gets us out of this mess, what if you could have the presence of the Lord Jesus and God the Father looking over us now in such a way that we feel sheltered and secure? Would you not want that for your children? Do you not want some sense of security? If you care about that, I believe what we're sharing today, and I've said to you many times, you prayed me into this place because I watched you so many times reading the scriptures in the morning and weeping over what you saw God offering, and it was like we were forfeiting it and we were losing the precious things that had meant so much to us in our life's journey. Why were you weeping? Why were you concerned? What was it you were concerned about?
Well, I see things that are going on in our world, in our country specifically, that really break my heart. I feel like the values and the foundations which you and I believe in, God-based, God on God's foundations, on God's truths, are being torn apart in so many, fragmented in so many ways. Jason, the family's being torn down, the marriage is being torn down, the church is being attacked. And I feel like that we have an opportunity now with what we're doing here to bring some of that back into the center of where it should be, and God as the center. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about relationship and life and standards and truths and values that we believe in.
Well, it's where we love God and love our neighbor. It's where we really not only want the best for our lives, but we really want the best for others. And let me ask you something. Who knows best? You know, there used to be a television program, Father Knows Best. Well, let's just go ahead and settle the issue. There is a Father who knows best, and He is the Creator. And He not only wants the best for us, He knows the best. And let me tell you what He says. There is a river that flows from the throne of God. That's in the last chapter of the Revelation. And when I was praying, because I think you pray, other church leaders have prayed, listen, both Catholic and Protestant praying for God to reveal the Father. I mean, really praying. Isn't that amazing? And you realize some of you went on hold right there when I just simply said Protestant and Catholic, because we have become so tribal. It's like Democrat, Republican, left and right. You know, it's not really left or right. It's up or down. We either look up to God and we're lifted up, or we look away from God and we're coming down. And we're losing freedom. And I really believe you care about it. We don't have to lose it. I mean, if God offered it, and Jesus said He came to set captives free and to give us freedom, and He said, the truth will make you free, and you abide in it, you'll live free. I want you to listen to what He impressed upon my heart because people were praying. He spoke to me in my prayer time. He said, the river's already flowing, but it's being fed by tributaries. And I want you to listen to this. I mean, just listen. Just kind of hang on and listen to what God says. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the family of God, the people of God. Appropriately translated, even the church, the redeemed of the Lord, those that have been born from above supernaturally. There's a stream, streams. It goes on to say God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. We're standing on a rock-solid, unshakable foundation. You can only build on the rock, not sand. Too many lives and marriages and futures, and even our nation has moved to the instability of the sand. God will help her when the morning dawns. The nations made an uproar, and the kingdoms tottered, and he raised his voice, and the earth melted. But the Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our stronghold. We can be secure. There is security. Now, let me tell you what God revealed. And this is because of a lot of people praying. He has literally sent and set on this earth and in the church streams of wisdom. Think about this. Streams of enlightenment, of inspiration, of understanding. Among those greatest followers of the Lord, when King David was king, they had understanding of the times. They were the men of Issachar. God knows we need that. The prophet said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The knowledge of what? The knowledge of God, the knowledge of truth, the knowledge of freedom. Betty, in answer to that prayer, God led us to launch the stream. It's a website. I am now looking back several days from what you'll see if you go, stream.org. Now, there's the address right there. All right, above the address, stream.org, that's all you need to type in on your table computer, on your iPad, your iPhone, whatever device you have. You'll see the stream at the top, the logo. You'll see a list of various categories. All right? The U.S., it could also reference us. It says who we are. What? How does it relate? The globe, family, SciTech, the arts, God. You'll notice God is in the very center of everything. He's in the center of the universe. Everything is held together. Listen, every column, every page is God's. We want it under God, overseen by God, and led by God. Education, fun, opinion, more. And then you will see the voices of some of the most brilliant people in the nation. And they're writing about things that matter. There's a very interesting column right here about Governor Scott Walker. This was a while back, but it's still where you can find it. He asked a question. Scott Walker, how pro-life is he? It's written by one of our editors. And you say, well, is this a political piece? No, what this is a pro-life question. And what he points out is that you can say you're pro-life, that you believe life begins at conception, and that all life is equally precious and valuable. And by the way, we will never overcome the tragedy of abortion by merely focusing on a law, however bad it is, because only good thinking and people who understand the right, what is right, are going to establish the kind of laws and policies that are the most meaningful, that offer the greatest protection, not just for the life of the unborn, but for all life. So here's what he pointed out. He wasn't pointing a finger. He was saying, if you say you're something, but you surround yourself with people that don't believe that. And see, I had this discussion back when President Reagan had moved into the White House with a very strong pro-life position. And yet, one of the first things he did was appoint Sandra Day O'Connor. I actually had this discussion with Ed Meese, that all who know the truth about the tendencies of this potential justice, she won't stand for those things you hold precious, like the preciousness of life. It was true. In other words, the decisions a person makes when you put someone else in power, if that person doesn't hold those convictions, you need to understand this about leadership. When you get in the political circle, you're surrounded by advisors and counselors that can cut you off from all the truth they desperately need to hear. So when you go to the stream, what we're trying to show you are those things that matter to us today and from now on. You've got the inspiration page, which is it's just one article after the other of inspiration. And in this particular one, I actually am sharing about healing for heartbreak and pain. And we start out referencing the loss of our daughter. And then we go on to talk about how Jesus came to bind up the brokenhearted. Betty, I had preached and taught so often on freedom, which is so vitally important. But sometimes we overlook the need to bind up the brokenhearted. I think one of the reasons that some of the best thinkers and people we would call conservative, economic conservatives and others, for instance, I think they don't know how to look at the pain where people live. I've said many times to people who really think straight, you don't communicate with the average person. Conservatives have not communicated well with minorities. People who understand the imperative economic stability and balance of sane thinking, they don't seem to be able to communicate with the average people. Well, the stream is going to help you know that Jesus, in fact, came to bind up the brokenhearted. Any person, you say, how do we find a good leader? A good leader, now don't you miss what I'm saying. A good leader, first of all, has God's interest at heart and recognizes that God is interested in you. Not just in one particular class or single issue, but totally interested in you. Not only the unborn, but what happens to those after they're born. And I'm going to tell you something. If we ever find leaders who love God and love their neighbor, and don't use it as a campaign slogan, but it's the depth of their soul, who they are. Well, so when I talk about binding up the brokenhearted, we had to have our heart. Our hearts are still being bound up. Mm-hmm. And every time someone expresses love or concern and wants to hold our hurt, it's comforting. Well, we need to hold deep in our hearts the concern of every person who is poor. And by the way, we got a lot of programs in place that are not helping the poor at all in our nation. They're actually hurting the poor. They're making them victims. They're making them easy to manipulate and own and control to their own demise. So you see, if we don't think straight because we're walking straight, we're looking to God and the God who says, I'm first, and then you look at others and you love your neighbor and you care about them like you care about yourself. In other words, you won't just throw money at them to try to buy them and own them and control them. You'll say, what can we do to really help them? That's why, Betty, I've been telling some of the wealth creators and the people that know how to do what's best to create, you know, opportunities and jobs, focus your great wisdom on inspiring people, teaching people, training people, how they too can find their dream or their future in a free state, a free nation, where freedom prevails. I want to tell you something. All the freedoms that are precious to us are being threatened right now. Freedom of expression, unless you express what a certain group wants you to express. You don't ever impose faith on people. You don't impose God on people. You lift Him up so high and so clearly that people see how wonderful He is, how much He loves them wherever they are. But you do not submit to any new form of Pharaoh or dependence upon an Uncle Sam, who will never be our father, or some big promising power base, but God, and maintain freedom. The stream is a gift, the result of prayer, for all of you who love freedom. Just look at some of the columns. Just glance at them. If you click on any one of them, click on the God. And the God column, you will see many things coming up that are very much important to people who believe God is important. You will see the recommended, and you hit recommended, and that'll come up. And you can scan all of those things that are there. Go to the opinion. And you will see the editors and commentators who are writing and sharing an opinion, something we should be concerned about. Just scan it. See, what you'll see, you'll find stories that you'll want to direct people to. For instance, here's one of them that was very, very popular with people who love God and love life. A poll shows more Americans are fed up with abortion policies than ever before. Now, the major media will not likely tell you that, but you can go there, and then when you see that that story, you can actually then share that every way you can. And then people, your friends will be going to the stream, and encourage your friends to send people to the stream, because you'll get current news, breaking news. It's important to people who love faith, family, and freedom, and who want to protect it. You'll learn how to protect it, because with the bad news, we give you the good news. And Betty, it's just exciting what people are seeing.
I am so excited about the stream, because as a Christian, I feel like it's my responsibility to be informed. I'm no scholar, but I know what's right, what's wrong, and what's in my heart that God puts there, the foundations and the truths that He has instilled into my heart. And so when I go to the stream, I not only can get the news, it stays updated, but I can click on the topics that really interest me and that I care about, but yet I'm being informed at the same time, because I feel like as a Christian, after I read the news like that, and I feel like it'll be some things that aren't brought to the forefront on our daily television news and newspaper possibly, that I know what, as a Christian, I can pray about. And I can have some input because I am praying about these things. And then if I feel like I would like some encouragement, I can go to the inspirational, click on it, and maybe there's something I really need. I might find an article that really applies to me that day, or to someone I love and I care about. Go to the God, click on that, and find the inspiration there, and people that really write back about the values and principles that as Christians we believe in. So I think you will find anything on there that would interest your heart as a Christian personally, and just find out and be informed on what's going on. We have a responsibility as Christians to care, to act, to be active in what's going on and around our world. Please go to the stream. You won't be disappointed.
Well, you know, Jesus said that as witnesses that we are to have a salt and light effect, and salt protects the precious and preserves it, and light illuminates the way and exposes error. And so if you go to the stream, our hope is to inspire you to be the witness you're supposed to be, but also to inform you and then show you how to effectively be involved in making a positive change to the benefit of everyone God loves. So utilize the stream. It really is a gift from God, because there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the people who want what God wants, which is the best. It's not just the best for us, it's the best for everyone. Stream.org, and you pass it on and share it. I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful for the fact that we talk to people who love their neighbor. And I want to believe that anyone who wants to lead in our nation really wants the best for everyone. They all say they do, but we don't see things getting better. We're getting deeper and deeper in debt. We're digging a pit that we're all going to be cast into or fall in. We don't have to go that way. And you know what? When you bring people together who've never learned to walk together, it becomes like the family. It becomes like the city of God, people of God. Every great thing you and I enjoy is a gift from nature's God and nature's law, not from a government, Pharaoh, or even an Uncle Sam. It comes from God. We have an opportunity to protect, preserve, and share it. Betty, one of the things that thrill our viewers is the privilege of helping others who need to be set free, who need to be rescued. Watch this.
Rainey's blessings are few. Life here under an overpass offers little, little in provision, little in protection. Yes, Rainey's blessings can be counted on one hand. But now, those blessings she holds dear have become targets of predators. So dangerous and volatile her environment, we felt we could only capture her story from the safety of a moving vehicle.
মানে এই জায়গাটা তো খোলা জায়গাটা কোনো ঘর নেই, ঘরের চাবি নেই, তালা নেই, এ তো খোলা জায়গা, রাত্রিরে যে শুয়ে থাকবে তুলে যাকে ভাল লাগলো মদ খেয়ে আসলো ড্রিঙ্ক করে, যাকে পারবে তাকে তুলে নিয়ে যাবে। এবার যারা একটু হারামি মতন আছে, যারা মারবে, যাদের ঘরের ফ্যামিলি বড়, তাদের ঘরে যাবে না, যারা খুব এ মতন লড়ম মতন তাদেরকে তুলে নিয়ে চলে যাবে।
Young children are a prize to the predators of the sex slave trade. And these areas run rampant with the most vulnerable and at risk.
ওই লোকটা এসেছিল বিহার থেকে, এস্টিনের মধ্যে, এস্টিনের মধ্যে খুব মদ খেয়েছিল, তো কোনো বড় মেয়েকে তুলে নিয়ে যাওয়ার ইরাদা ছিল কি কাকে তুলে নিয়ে যাওয়ার ইরাদা ছিল জানি না, ওই বাচ্চা মেয়েটাকে তুলে নিয়ে চলে গেছে।
Sometimes those taken disappear forever, held captive and sold again and again. Mothers are crippled with questions unanswered. Other times, those questions are answered.
আলি যে মেরে ফেলে লালাতে ফেলে দিয়েছিল, সব সারা রাত খুঁজে যে কেউ পাইনি, সকালবেলা ওকে মিলল।
While Rainey's loss will forever haunt her, she's fighting to protect her treasured ones who remain. But it's something she cannot do alone. With your help, Rainey and her children can be provided the safety and security they so desperately need.
4 years old, taken captive, raped, thrown in a drain. Betty, what do you say?
Well, I mean, there's no words to describe the heartache that you feel when you hear something and see something like that. They snatch the vulnerable, the innocent, the children. But thankfully, there is a way out. We can offer them hope and safety and security if we'll just do our part to reach out to them and present that hope to them in support of them.
Betty, we came on talking to you. We tried to talk to you as personally as we could about the importance of freedom, your freedom. When you lose freedom and oversight and the shelter and shadow of the Almighty, which we're in the process of just casting even the very thought of God out of the public square, even in our great nation, we can stop that. We must. But this discounting the precious life, freedom, truth, leads to what you just saw. And the answer is love. The answer is for us to really love our neighbor. Yes, little children and families like that. And I want to say to you, the viewers, you've expressed a love watching life today to put God's arms around a whole world of hurt. And you've offered healing. We support what works. That's the same thing that needs to happen here. Quit supporting things that don't work. And we can correct that error, and we can begin correcting quickly. We're releasing a river of love toward these who are being sexually trafficked, sold, put in bondage, abused horribly. Think about it. The mission workers are there. They planted their life in the midst of that pain, and they say, keep us here. Give us the resources to rescue them. We'll do it. You have built life centers in some of the most devastated places in the world. Now, $128 is what it takes to rescue one. That's rescue them, take care of them for a year. And then we just keep supporting those mission workers and those outreaches. When I say we, not just me and Betty, and boy, we do our part, but it's all of us. Would you go online, lifetoday.org, would you do it? Would you dial that number and take your bank card and say, here's my gift of $128 or $1,280? We're going to send you the songs of freedom because you're going to help people sing those songs. We're going to send you Indivisible to see us be able to restore faith, family, and freedom because we want to help you. Please, 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 for the sake of these precious children, for those who love them, and for women who are trapped, let's enable those mission workers and relief workers to continue to rescue and restore those who so desperately need life and need freedom. Please go to the phone or go online and make the gift God puts on your heart.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for, are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved. And you can restore their lives with hope for a future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Songs of Freedom CD, a collection of 10 uplifting worship songs that are sure to become a favorite for your quiet time, drive time, or personal worship. In addition to the CD, you'll receive Indivisible, a powerful soul-stirring book by James Robison and Jay Richards. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel by the painter of light, Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, you really will be enabling people to sing songs of freedom because you've shared freedom. And please, please, if you can help at any level, do so. When you look at $128, Betty, for some, that's huge. The widow's mite was the biggest gift of all, Jesus said. You make a gift of $32 and three people join you, we've got another rescue. $64 and another join you. Whatever you can do. And then do remember, stream.org, because freedom matters so much to God, He sent His Son to set captives free. And it's up to those of us who love freedom to help maintain, preserve, and protect freedom. That's what the Stream is there for.
So a theme in my music from the beginning has always been about forgiveness.
Singer-songwriter Brandon Heath, next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.